Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 77 verse 14. Psalm 77 14. This is our month for wonders. And you will see wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Praise the Lord. Shall we read it together? One, go. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Praise the Lord. We are talking about God of Wonders, part 3. Please take your seat. Wonders are important because they make us see how our walk with God is supernatural. Praise the Lord. And when God does wonders, what he's trying to do is to dazzle or wow men with special works. That is, he tries to use the dazzling to overwhelm you and I with beauty, his beauty, his ability, and his blazing light. Praise the Lord. So a wonder is God in action to override natural laws for the amazement of men. There are natural laws that could enhance or inhibit our progress. Mostly, when God sets into natural laws, he either gives more capacity or ability to natural laws by he coming into the law himself, making the law bigger than it is because there is God in it. Or when the law is fighting against our cause, he overrules or overrides the power of those laws and gives us a testimony. When he does that, he's trying to showcase his beauty, his ability, and his blazing light. May the Lord do this for you and I in Jesus' mighty name. So you see in the days of Jesus, he walking on the sea, delivering them from the sea. In the Old Testament, God opening the Red Sea for Moses, doing it for Joshua, giving them bread in the wilderness, manna, meat in the wilderness, water from the rock. Are you with me here? All these things were done to showcase the beauty, the ability, and the light of God. But they were also done to set aside some laws and also to empower certain natural laws to come to a certain level of operation that is not common to how the law ought to be operating. And so the blessing of a believer is that we have Jesus Christ who is able to make all these things happen. Why? Because God approved of Jesus with signs and wonders when he was here on earth. Praise the Lord. And one of the reasons why the Lord showcases wonders is to express his strength amongst his people. Thou art the God that doest wonders. You are the God that does wonders. To do what? What does it mean? Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. So, the wonders God does is an expression of his strength. It's a declaration of his strength that, hey guys, I'm still here. And I'm not just here sleeping. I have power to do things, to change things, to make things happen. It's a declaration of not just intent, but performance. Praise the Lord. He has declared his strength among the people. And this is important because you can serve God and the knowledge of God can become dogmatic to you. It can become a theory to you. So from time to time, he declares his strength. How does he do it? by wonders. Praise the Lord. Among his people and even the people of the world, to prove that I'm not just in you, with you, for you, but I'm also doing things in you, for you, and around you. And every time I want you to see my strength, because he has already said that by strength shall no man prevail. And so we ride on his strength. And in riding on his strength, one of the things he does to us is to use his strength to perform wonders to our benefit, to our satisfaction. Praise the Lord. And I am thankful to God that I serve this Jesus Christ who does wonders from time to time. Praise the Lord. Because if you see someone run to traditional religion, run to the devil, basically it's because of lying wonders. Either they have waited in Christ for a long time and something has not happened, and they are believing God and their expectation is not matching their manifestation. People's heart, when it gets broken, they try to run away from where they feel it's not working to where they think it's working. And if you're a Christian and it's not working for you, a traditionalist can start introducing you to what they believe works for them. So from time to time, God showcases his strength. And in Egypt, he showcased his strength to his people, because it was even very difficult for them to leave Egypt to the land that he was showing them was better than where they were. People can sit in conditions that are not humane, that are not befitting of the blessing of God upon them, but they'll be comfortable to sit in those conditions as long as they do not have faith for the next level, which is a better level. So even though God was promising them a land that was flowing with milk and honey, it was way, way better. They still did not have the faith to go to that land until he began to showcase his wonders right before them in the land of Egypt, to move them from the comfort zone, which is a bad zone. Every comfort zone is a bad zone, to a better zone, a zone flowing with milk, honey, good grapes, apples. Boy, oh boy. Praise the Lord. Land was great. I'm praying that God will catapult you to your promised land very soon. That amen can be better than it is now. So God showcases his strength. Somebody say, strength of God manifest in my life. So when we are talking about wonders, we are talking about God's strength in your health, God's strength in your finances, God showcasing his strength in your childbirth, God showcasing his strength to deliver you, God showcasing his strength. It's called wonders. It's called what? He does wonders to showcase his strength. Your children must see the wonders of God in your life. Then they will know that you are not serving a dead God. You are serving a living God. In Numbers 23:23, the Bible said, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? So every time there is a question of what God is doing or what God has done, this your God, what is he doing? And mostly, it is in contrast with what the devil is able to do, is doing, or has done. Divination is there. Enchantment is there. Then the people of God are being touted that in the presence of all these things, this your God that you have been serving, what has he been doing? Today, your God will showcase his strength in every matter. Praise the Lord. This message, you don't just receive it with your mind. You have to receive it with your heart, with your spirit, in fact, with everything you have inside of you. I said the Lord will showcase his strength for you. So in God, when they question that, at this time, they will ask what your God has done. He now began to showcase his strength. When Balaam released the curse, he turned it into a blessing. That is all that ish. That's God. He's not a joking God. Praise the Lord. How many of you want God to showcase his strength in your life? I know for some of you, if God gave you 1 minute, you kill all the wicked people in your village. I know. I can see it even on your face right now. You will not make, not 1 minute is even too long. 5 seconds. Because people keep asking me, Daddy, why is this evil person still alive? I know that, thank God that he's kept the wondrous power in his own hands. Because if he gave it to you, Ghana will be weeping everywhere. You will order for the mortuary will not be able to carry people. But lift up your hand and say, Father, showcase your strength. And one way he did it was to defeat divination, defeat enchantment, and turn curses into blessings. Praise the Lord. And he commanded the Malam, whose name is Balaam, that any time he went up to curse, he said, the Lord has blessed, and who am I to curse? Even the juju man in the shrine was receiving instruction from the strength of Jehovah that don't try this on my children. That shall be somebody's story from today. That amen can be a very powerful amen this morning. Why are wonders important? Why are they important? Among the many things we can share, one of the things I would like you to note is that wonders guarantee deliverance from bondage. Wonders guarantee deliverance from bondage. In Deuteronomy 26, verse 6 to 9, we see that, and he said, Deuteronomy 26, verse 6 said, and the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. Say hard bondage. There are degrees of bondage. Oh. This one, a hard bondage, hard labor. Caning them, beating them, abusing them. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. So the hard labor, one, it was in affliction. It was in hard labor, the hard bondage. The strong bondage. It was in affliction, abuse, hard labor, oppression. Their rights were taken away from them. They were beaten and they were given hard labor. No child of God deserves to be in such a thing. Life can mistreat you. Life can almost take your right as a believer away from you, your redemptive right. You say that I am fruitful, and it's like that right has been taken away from you. Life can afflict you, put you in hard labor. You see that the more you pray, the more you fast, the more you work, the more life becomes some way. Today, let that thing be broken in Jesus' name. Say, so when we cried, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction. May God look on any affliction in your life. Whether it's sickness, it's barrenness, it's poverty, whatever it is, this unemployment. May the Lord look on your affliction and turn it around. Verse 8 says that, and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs and with wonders. Praise the Lord. So here you can see that the Bible is giving us an indication that God expressed, manifested his strength to his people, in the midst of his people. And by doing so, they saw signs and wonders. And this wonders that God did, he used it to deliver them from the bondage of Egypt. Use it to take them out of affliction, labor, oppression by Pharaoh and his cohort. He just took them from that place of bondage. The Bible calls Egypt the house of bondage. He took them from that house of bondage. Today, God is using wonders to take you out. And the reason why it's a wonder is that at the time, Pharaoh was a superpower. And he couldn't believe that the people could escape from his grips. There are entities in your house, entities in your space, entities on this earth. Satan himself is here. And there are things he has done that he knows that is agbena. It's a done deal. It's done. But the power of God, the wonders of God, is going to deliver you from any side thing in Jesus' name. Sometime before you start life, Satan has even concluded the life for you. But today, God will showcase his wonders by his mighty power, mighty hand, outstretched arm, by great terribleness. That is, God doesn't always do wonders with smoothness. Sometimes he does the wonders in carnality. He does the wonders with terribleness, with horribleness. He does the wonders by shaking tables. May the Lord begin to shake tables to your advantage in Jesus' name. This year will not end. The Lord will bring terribleness. That's why he said he brought frogs. He brought locusts in Egypt. He killed the firstborn of Egypt. He did all manner of terrible things in righteousness to bring them out. Whatever it will take for God to showcase his strength and wonders in your life, may he do it to bring you wonders out of bondage. Shout a louder amen. One day I went to preach somewhere in Port Harcourt. One lady was there, very sick for so many years. It was a convention we're doing. The numbers were so many. The pastor brought it to the compound. So as I was ministering, the sister was there, very sick, emaciated. She started coughing when I started praying, and she coughed and coughed something like a scorpion out. That was the end of that sickness. That was the end. How did that thing enter into her body? The devil is a liar. Sometimes he can hold you bound to sickness, hold you bound to going in circles and never finding your way. He can hold you bound to one level. One of the bondages Satan can hold you to is the bondage of not hearing what to improve your life. Anything that will make you go forward, you don't like it. It's a very subliminal bondage. Subtle bondage. You think you are wise, but you are wise in your own eyes to stay in that same place. And anything to improve you, if school will improve you, you don't have appetite for it. If prayer will improve you, you don't have appetite for it. If good advice or counsel will improve you, you don't have appetite for it. If good friends and association will improve you, you are happy to stay in the baller of friends so that you will stay in that refuse dump of life. Today, any such bondage is broken in Jesus' name. Balakoko shata lapata. Lift your hand and say, Father, showcase your wonders. Move me from any comfort zone, any bondage that is a nice design. I declare right now, I will finish this year well. I come out of that bondage in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout, I am out in the name of Jesus. Daniel chapter 6 verse 27 to 28. Look at that. Daniel 6 27 to 28. The Bible said, concerning Daniel, the Bible said, he delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the realm of Darius and in the realm of Cyrus the Persian. God delivereth and rescueth. Some people can be delivered and they are not rescued. Yes, Daniel. Jesus said about this guy who died, what be his name? Lazarus. He said, lose him. Not only that, let him go. The let him go is as important as the lose him. Because that's why some of you, where God delivered you, he took you out of that place. Praise the Lord. Yeah. What is the importance of being delivered from poverty and still not having a job? That means the deliverance is theoretical. It's not practical. Are you here at all? Yeah, theoretical. The rescue is a real mission. That you have been transported from darkness into light. From disadvantage into advantage. He delivereth and he rescueth. Today, as God delivers you from a bad relationship, may he add up the rescue by giving you a good one. Because you will not see the rescue until you start enjoying a good relationship. How will you know the difference between water and Sprite? Taste and see. Do what? Come on now. Taste and what? I can't hear you. Tell somebody you are going to be rescued though. not just delivered. We know that you came out of that bad relationship, but the rescue is that you enter the correct one. You have come out of a bad phase of life, but the rescue is that you enter into the good phase. That's why I told them, he said, I'm taking you out of Egypt. I'm taking you to another land. The land is not the issue, because Egypt is a land. The promised land is a land. But he said, in this place, you have affliction, you have hard labor, you have oppression. In that land, you have the land flowing with milk, honey. Are you here at all? He said, you have gold like that, silver that you cannot count. The land is goodly. It's God talking to you. That is the rescue. Rescue is change of experience. Better experience in life. And if you are a Christian, having a better experience will influence your faith and your reality, practical reality of Christ. Somebody is going to encounter that one now. It doesn't matter whatever has been fighting you. May God showcase his strength so that you will encounter that wonder in the name of Jesus. Don't receive the message with your mind. Receive it with your heart. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm getting there. One more time. One more time. Say, I'm getting there. One more time. Say, I'm getting there. Say, I'm there. Say, I walk in wonders. Say, I'm walking in wonders, signs and wonders. Say, I and my house, we are for signs, we are for wonders. Stand to your feet right now. Let's activate this thing right now. Say, I am for signs and wonders. One more time. Say, I'm for signs, I'm for wonders. Can you talk to about 2-3 people? Say, you are for signs and wonders. Refuse to be ordinary. Refuse to be normal. This November and December, walk in signs and wonders. Jaka paradada. He said that the Lord rescued Daniel from the power of the lion. Whatever is representative of a lion in your life and the ardent to devour you, may the Lord deliver you from that thing in Jesus' name. Makelo sopara kataya. Now Milo could, and Bible said that when that happened, Daniel prospered. He prospered. You are just a moment away from your prosperity because of the wonder working power of God. Without that wonder working power of God, lion will feast on Daniel. And when you are dead, you can't encounter prosperity. When you are gone, some people are alive, but they are in a lion's den. Are you here at all? May you receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Oh boy, at least Daniel was there overnight. Some people are there, and sometimes somebody's overnight. It's a very long night and many, many years where you are in the, it's like you know that by home is the lion with you. We are about being a bian so pet. If you cry, you mistake. I never had some crying. We be at school, we need you, man, need that. Once we should be as a now say. Because we said, I never had some crying. If you be in the cancer, you want more faith, you want more faith. When some person waste too. And yet, you know, we yes, you demo. Enye juma we Yesu demo. In the mighty name of Jesus, say you, by the wonders of God, I prophesy to you that you will prosper like Daniel. May the Lord deliver you from the lion, the power of the lion, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout yes. Deliverance from the power of the lion so that you can prosper. There are some people that have been swallowed by life. Today, by the wonder working power of God, you are out in Jesus' name. You are out in the name of, lift up your hand and say, Father, by your wonder working power, I declare right now, I am out of any kind of bondage. I'm out of the lion's den in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, by faith, I step out of the lion's den by your power. hold the power of the lion. Whatever has power over me or against me, withhold their power from them in the name of Jesus. Let their power not work against me. Say in the name of Jesus, I declare right now, the lion of unemployment, unfruitfulness, the lion of poverty, the lion of retrogression, the lion of stagnation, say by the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare the lion of dryness, whatever makes life dry for me, resources dry for me, help us dry for me. Say as I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare, let the power of that lion be taken away from them now. And as I pray, I release prosperity. I will prosper in the name of Jesus. In everything I do, in everything I touch, I will prosper. Say, I declare prosperity everywhere. Say, my city shall spread with prosperity. Say, I spread with prosperity. Say, I have abundance. In the name of Jesus. In all that I do. All that I stand for. There is abundance. And I will never lose. Whatever God has given me. I refuse to dry up. I refuse to shrink up. I refuse to go back.
Whatever
has not been working for my family. Say by the wonder working power, of the Holy Ghost, is working for me now. Say it is working for me. Say I will be the first. To be delivered. From the power. Of that bondage. Say in the name of Jesus. Whether it's a medical bondage. Gynecological bondage. Physical bondage.
Spiritual bondage.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I step out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray right now? Masato lika paya. Shekole peregede. Somebody pray. Mashola kamanda. Itole pelinge. Esokle lo kamaya. Eshakele bekepe. Esakele bekepe. Atula kamahata. Ekele be. Somebody pray. Don't be casual. Don't be casual. Put your heart in the prayer. Don't be casual about it. Put your heart in the prayer. Any bondage against me, it is broken. Let the lion be broken. Let the power of the lion be broken. I walk in wonders by the power of the Holy Ghost. I walk in wonders. Baruke peresere entori barese ekola patalaba antole brekepele entoni melekepa azala braka antola klapa antalia paha antelebele 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 antelia ta peluta peya azula para ekwalaka antola manda antelebele antelebele anton tapaha. We pray for signs. We pray for wonders. We pray for signs. We pray for wonders. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let there be signs. Let there be wonders. Let doors be open. Let our life.
eyes be opened up in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.